The Kingfisher by W.H. Davis. It was the rainbow gave thee birth and left thee all her lovely hues. And as her mother's name was Tears, so runs it in my blood to choose for haunt the lonely pools and keep in company with trees that weep. Go, you, and with such glorious hues live with proud peacocks in green parks. On lawns as smooth as shining glass, let every feather show its marks. Get thee on boughs and clap thy wings before the windows of proud kings. Nay, lovely bird, thou art not vain. Thou hast no proud, ambitious mind. I also love a quiet place that's green, away from all mankind, a lonely pool, and let a tree sigh with her bosom over me.
The Darkling Thrush by Thomas Hardy. I leant upon a coppice gate when frost was spectre grey, and winter's dregs made desolate the weakening eye of day. The tangled bine stems scored the sky like strings of broken lyres, and all mankind that haunted nigh had sought their household fires. The land's sharp features seemed to be the century's corpse outlent, his crypt the cloudy canopy, the wind his death lament. The ancient pulse of germ and birth was shrunken hard and dry, and every spirit upon the earth seemed fervorless as I. At once a voice arose among the bleak twigs overhead, in a full-hearted evensong of joy illimited. An aged thrush, frail, gaunt, and small, in blast-beruffled plume, had chosen thus to fling his soul upon the growing gloom. So little cause for carolings of such ecstatic sound was written on terrestrial things afar or nigh around, that I could think there trembled through his happy good-night air some blessed hope whereof he knew and I was unaware.